You are listening to the audio production of The Pastor's Wife by Sabine Wurmbrand, published by VOM Books, the publishing division of The Voice of the Martyrs. This book is read by Natasha Sodek. Part 1. Chapter 1. Meeting the Soviet Army. In the summer of 1944, when Hitler's Germany began to collapse, 1 million Soviet troops entered Romania. As the first columns approached Bucharest, we went to meet them on a number 7 tram. It was the last day of August, cloudless and hot. The guns were silent. Somewhere across the fields, bells were pealing. My husband, Richard, as a wartime pastor, had known many Russians in Romanian prison camps. They were by nature instinctively religious, he said, and not less so after having been drilled for 25 years in atheism.
"We must go out and meet them," said Richard. "To speak to Russians about Christ is heaven on earth."
When we were dropped off at the suburban crossroads, I saw a group of red flags carried by local communists who had come out of hiding to greet the glorious Red Army. They looked at us in doubt. Most people were keeping out of the way of the liberators for the time being, although a big official reception had been prepared in Bucharest. Richard was a striking young man, tall and broad-shouldered, with a confident air that sprang from sureness in his faith. I stood beside him, half his height, smiling, since the war was over now and we would all be friends again. In a patch of shade, 2 or 3 Romanian officials waited. Nervously, they rehearsed some words in Russian. They had come to make the age-old gift to the stranger, a loaf of bread, a handful of salt. We gazed up the empty road, wondering what to expect. The Russians were our allies now, but also a conquering army with known tastes for rape and robbery. In the distance appeared a boy on a bicycle, pedaling for dear life.
"They're coming!" he shrieked. "The Russians are coming!"
The communists fell into line. Up went the wilting red flags. The officials, who had been discussing plans for celebrations in the capital, stood like sacrificial victims under the hot sun. Roaring motorcycles approached, then the first tanks. From their turrets sprouted red-starred helmets. The communists quavered out the Internationale. The macadamed road shook under the weight of the invaders. Great treads slowed and stopped. The leading tank towered over us, dusty gray scarred steel, with a huge gun barrel pointing skyward. As the welcoming speech ended, an officer leaned over and took the bread and salt that were held up. He stared at the black loaf as if it might explode, and laughed. The young sergeant beside him caught my eye.
"Well, sweetheart," he grinned. "And what have you to offer?"
Few women were out on the streets that day. I said,
"I've brought you the Holy Bible."
I handed up a copy.
"Bread, salt, and Bibles. All we want is a drink."
He guffawed and pushed back his helmet. His fair hair glittered in the sun.
"Thanks anyway," he said.
Metal tracks bit into the road. Engines belched black fumes as the column thundered past. We choked and wiped our eyes. From the tram on the way home, we saw Russians looting, wine casks being rolled out onto the pavement, chickens, hams, sausages vanishing into sacks. Soldiers pointed excitedly into the windows of suburban shops. Bucharest was then a sad shell of its old self. But to these giant Russian children, it was rich beyond belief. Richard spoke to some of them when we got out, but the only response was,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?